This is Awesome Etiquette from APM Podcasts and presented by VPR. I'm Dan Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post, and we're from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I discovered your podcast several months ago, and I have enjoyed listening to it every week since. And it turned out to be good timing. I got engaged in November and have already been able to use some of your wedding advice.
Congratulations!
I am writing with a question about my own wedding. I have always truly valued handwritten thank you cards to hosts and for gifts, and always plan to do the same thing for my wedding. However, I have recently developed fairly serious repetitive strain injuries in both hands, which means that I have to avoid many tasks, including doing much writing by hand. This will almost certainly be the case at the time of the wedding and beyond. My question is it acceptable to send typed thank you notes that I dictate that are hand-signed by my fiancé and me so that I am able to make the thank you notes? Or is handwriting so important that my fiancé, who has poor handwriting, should write them? He has already offered to do so, so willingness is not a problem. Thank you for any and all help and suggestions. Avery.
Wow. I mean... Not to be a stickler here, but my vote since fiancé is willing to write them, even though his handwriting might not be pretty, they might not be the notes you've envisioned going out from your wedding your whole life. I always am in the camp of a handwritten note shows so much personal touch. And I think your fiancé is just a gem for being willing to write all of them.
Yes, agreed.
Dan is like, yeah, we've been through that. And so I think I would go for that as much as possible. That I'm in that camp. What do you think?
I like it. And I also like the idea that you're talking about maybe dictating some of them because you
clearly
are invested in this and care about it and want to participate. It's both helpful and it gives you the opportunity to put your stamp on there, to add your personal touch as well. I think that you've got a pretty good solution in front of you. I want to also just mention, because we like to talk about the broader etiquette issue here, that if there is something that prevents you from handwriting a note, like the repetitive use injury that you're talking about, the real goal with the thank you note is to personalize it as much as possible, to show people that you invested the time. It's not to put yourself through pain
right,
or to hurt yourself. So if you are in a situation where there isn't a fiancé who's willing to bear down and make his writing or her writing legible for that moment in time when it matters, you can personalize with content. And you're mentioning that by wanting to dictate, by wanting to participate in the content creation. Mention something personal. Make an effort to make it personal so you're not just printing out the same note repeatedly. People will notice that if you make those personal touches and add them in. And then, as you also mentioned in your question, I can see you thinking about this already, you sign them.
Yes.
So that you add that personal touch as well. As long as you sign each note, you've made that personal mention, you should be in great shape.
It so shows that she is so tuned into the etiquette portion of this,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the actual functioning portion of it. And it's like, you know, it's okay that's the route to take. I think you'll be in good stead either way, Avery. It sounds like even if you go the typed route, that they will be very personalized and you'll have your signatures on both of them. And you might choose, maybe if grandma would be offended by a typed note, you would take the time to handwrite that one for her. You have options. But I like the fact that your fiance understands the importance of this and has already stepped up and offered. And I just think that's the great route to take.
Something that you just said, Lizzie Post, made me think of something that I wanted to share with everyone. It's the relationships, not the rules. And that you're really thinking about the relationships and you're sticking to that heart of good etiquette, the consideration, respect, and honesty, not necessarily just the particular rule that applies.
And can't you just hear someone in the audience saying, but what happens if grandma shows her handwritten note to the aunt who got the typed note? And then you've got, and that's why you think about it first as to whether that would really be a good idea for you. But I do think it's a potential option. And I love Dan's idea of think of the relationship first.
Congratulations. It is such an exciting time. It is such an exciting thing to get married. We wish you all the best.
This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is produced by APM Podcasts.